I always knew my boss was a creepy guy. I'm not talking just about your regular, run-of-the-mill creepy. No, this was a man you wouldn't want to be trapped in a room alone with, much less work for every evening of the week. Yes, that was my life as a teenager. My parents had suddenly decided that I needed a job, especially during the summer months between school semesters. Thus, I ended up doing evening shifts at a local grocery store for minimum wage. It certainly didn't help that our store was involved in far too many police investigations. Several missing person cases had built up over the years, all in our neighborhood. Of course, since they were mostly drug addicts or gang members, the police signed it off as unimportant, random killings. 5 years I spent working there. That all came to an end in July of 2019, when I almost lost my life at work. It was just another summer, and I struggled to afford a new computer. Since I'd been there for so long, I was fairly familiar with the system. I'd even been given my own set of keys, full-on with a custom, name-branded keychain. One night, I'd accidentally left my keys at home, and I was supposed to close down the store. The rest of the staff had already left, so I hesitantly decided to ask my boss. He reluctantly agreed and started going over paperwork while I shut down the store. If my knee didn't ache like usual, I'd just do it myself. Don't forget your keys again, he said, annoyed. Just like my own set of keys, he had one for the office, one for the break room, one for the front door, and one for the cash registers. But he had an additional key I didn't recognize. It was a rusty piece of metal that clearly predated the relatively new locks of the store. But why would he keep it alongside his work keys? I knew the store like the back of my hand, or at least most of it. The basement was a mystery, as it had been mostly off-limits. To the best of my knowledge, it held the generator and was supposedly not safe. Still, I had to know what the key belonged to. Being a stupid teenager and with curiosity that outweighed my common sense by a ton, I decided to investigate. The basement door itself didn't require a key. Its lock was broken and it slid up without problem. I immediately felt a wave of heat as I walked down the stairs. Sure enough, it was just a dank room full of ancient generators and rusted metal. I turned my flashlight on to get a better look. Only then did I notice a door I hadn't seen before. I tried to open it, but it was locked. I took a moment to consider how angry my creepy boss would be if he found out. But what more could he possibly do other than firing me? A fact that wouldn't matter since I was heading off to college next year. After a moment of contemplation, I put the key in the lock. A click was heard and the door opened up. No sooner had I taken a step inside before I felt shivers run down my spine. It was ungodly cold in there, as if I'd just entered a freezer. What I saw was just a short, dark hallway that led into another room. I slowly kept moving, constantly checking behind me to see if my boss had heard me go inside. Frost had clung to the walls and floor, making it a slippery trek down the hall. Once I finally entered the room, I shined my flashlight around. It was indeed a freezer, one with several meat hooks, each holding onto moldy chunks of flesh. As I got closer, I quickly realized that they were human bodies. I gasped and slipped on the icy floor. I groaned loudly in pain as I fell, but fear overtook. I got to my feet and inspected the bodies as I tried not to gag. I could even recognize some of them. I'd seen their faces on missing person posters. These were all the people that had disappeared in the past few years. "I really wish you hadn't seen that," I heard my boss say from down the hall. What have you done?" I asked in panic. He didn't respond. He just slowly approached me, blocking my only exit. "I always thought fondly of you, but I can't let you get away with knowledge of this place." "Stay the fuck away from me, you creep," I shot back as I tried to appear brave. He was twice my size. There was no way I could fight my way out. Then I remembered his knee. It was an unstable mess from an old injury he constantly complained about. It was my only hope. I swiftly kicked it, and he came tumbling down as he swore at me. "I'm going to fucking kill you," he yelled. I jumped over him, almost slipping on the floor in the process. I ran out from the basement and fled the store. I didn't stop running, nor did I check behind me until I made my way home 15 minutes later. As I got home, I collapsed from exhaustion and fear. Once my panic had faded and my brain started to function again, I called the police. They were quick to respond and stormed the Walmart within minutes. Unfortunately, it was still too late. My boss had vanished alongside the bodies. At first, the police officers were angry at me for calling without proof. But once they found traces of blood left behind, they finally believed my story. To this day, he hasn't been caught, nor have any bodies been recovered. Officially, the missing cases are still unrelated, but I know the truth. That man, he's still out there. So if you hear about any mysterious disappearances in the area, be careful.